welcome to a Monday night, and in fact, a full week of area high school basketball. We're down at the La Plata Tournament, and tonight's game features Putnam County and Canton girls, and it's being brought to you by Mayberry Farms and Accessories North of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, and Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper. It's 16 degrees outside, so a cold, but Donnie, I hope you're warm inside. With the play-by-play, here's KUM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome everybody to the La Plata Tournament, La Plata High School, as we get started with a first-round girls game. It's a 3-6 matchup. Number 3 seed, the Canton Lady Tigers. Number 6 seed, Putnam County Lady Midgets. And taking a look at the starting lineup, first four, Canton, Noah Clay, a junior, Emma Holtz, a sophomore, Keelan Ott, a freshman, Macy Glasgow, a senior, and Mason Fisher, a sophomore. So, Noah Clay, Emma Holtz, Keelan Ott, Macy Glasgow, Mason Fisher, and the Lady Tigers are 13-6, coached by Danielle Baker. For Putnam County, Elise Perkins, a sophomore, Jenna Knowles, a sophomore, Adeline Dickerson, a senior, Carly Seaton, a junior, and Jesslyn Knowles, a senior. So Elise Perkins, Jenna Knowles, Adeline Dickerson, Carly Seaton, and Jesslyn Knowles, the Lady Midgets 10-9, and coached by Keith Smith. And we're ready to play basketball from the La Plata Tournament. As Emma Holtz will jump center against Dickerson, and the tip is controlled by Nariah Clay. She heads it underneath to Emma Holtz, puts it up and in. So full court pressure by Canton, like they like to do. Putnam County gets the ball down in the paint to Jenna Knowles. Tried to get it to Dickerson, stolen away by Canton. Noah Clay gets it on the wing, and the ball stolen away by Adeline Dickerson. Now they give it to Elise Perkins. She looks for help. Gets it to Carly Seaton. Seaton still in the backcourt to Jesslyn Knowles. Long pass down the floor, airmailed it over the head of Adeline Dickerson. So it'll be Canton basketball. Just a little 1-2-2 zone trap employed by Putnam County as Macy Glasgow gets it on the left wing to Fisher. Gets it back to Holtz. Now Clay on the right wing as they flip it around to Keelan Ott. She listed at 15. She's actually number 5, so that helped me out a lot. Macy Fisher, now Emma Holtz fires a 3 from the right corner, no good. And Jesslyn Knowles off the rebound. Carly Seaton takes it right to the right block, puts it up off glass, missed it. And Emma Holtz off the rebound. Holtz gets an outlet pass in a hurry to Ott. Ott puts up the shot, missed it, but she do the foul. The foul's going to be on Jesslyn Knowles. That's her first. So Keelan Ott will go the line as she'll shoot 2 shots. As the first shot up, no good. So the program was all they had last year's roster for Canton. And a lady gave me the updated roster, and the one I have written down was a good one anyway. So Ott makes her second free throw. It's 3-0 as the pressure. Again, it was Jesslyn Knowles tried a half-court pass to Jenna Knowles. Jenna couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Canton basketball. As Holtz inbounds to Clay. Back to Holtz, still in the backcourt to Clay. Across the timeline, it goes to Glasgow. Glasgow to Ott on the right wing. Now Clay to the free throw line. Try to get it back to Ott. It's stolen away by Jesslyn Knowles. To Elise Perkins, and Perkins across the timeline, bounce pass to Jenna Knowles on the left wing, and she walked with it. So Canton with the basketball, a little ragged start for both teams. Macy Fisher will inbound to Clay, back to Fisher, back to Clay. Clay still in the backcourt, trying to get it down to Holtz, and take it away, and they get it ahead to Carly Seaton, puts it up and in. So 2 points for Carly Seaton, 3-2. Canton with the lead. Ott has it between the two circles to Holtz on the left wing, back to Clay. Now to Ott, to Fisher on the right wing in the right corner to Holtz. Keelan Ott to Clay at the top of the key. Fisher on the right wing beyond the arc. Fisher bounce pass to Ott in the right corner. She dribbles back out to the right wing. Still with the dribble, breaks out between the two circles to Fisher on the left wing. Free throw line, it goes to Glasgow. Glasgow down the right lane, kicks it out in the right corner to Nariah Clay, back to Ott. Now they go inside to Holt. Put up a shot, missed it, but drew the foul. As the foul's going to be on Adeline Dickerson, that's her first. Second team foul against Putnam County. So Emma Holtz has 2 points, looking for three. Shots up and got it. 3 points for Emma Holtz. As in the ball game comes Emma Whitlock, and Adeline Dickerson checks out for Putnam County. As Holtz with three, looking for four. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 4 points for Emma Holtz. And it's 5-2. Canton with the lead in the backcourt. Canton steals the basketball. Glasgow puts up the shot, no good. Fisher got the rebound, give it back to Glasgow. Then Glasgow loses it to Jenna Knowles. Elise Perkins tried to get it out to Jenna Knowles. And the pass is slapped out of bounds by Keelan Ott. And now timeout on the floor. 4:59 left to play in the first quarter. Canton 5 and Putnam County 2 back. In 30 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over 2 decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories. A proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
4:59 left to play in the first quarter of this girls' game. And right now, Canton leading Putnam County 5-2. And Putnam with the basketball. Elise Perkins will walk it across the timeline between the two circles, try to get it to Jesslyn Knowles. Battle away, picked up by Perkins on the left baseline. Inside to Jenna Knowles. Now Carly Seaton on the right side of the circle. Tried to get it inside to Whitlock, and a pass stolen away by Macy Glasgow to Clay. Gets it head to Ott. Ott kicks it out to Fisher for three. No good. And Carly Seaton comes off the rebound. Seaton on the far sideline in a double team gets it to Jesslyn Knowles. Jesslyn tried to get it back down the court. Stolen away by Canton. As Nariah Clay gives it to Macy Fisher between the two circles to Ott on the right wing beyond the arc. Ott to the right side of the circle, back to Fisher, top of the key. Fisher dribbles to the left wing, guarded by Carly Seaton. Gives it back to Ott between the two circles. As Ott hands it off to Holtz on the right wing. Now Fisher on the left wing. Now 15-footer on the way. Spins in and out, no good. Nariah Clay off the rebound. Gives it back to Fisher on the left wing to Ott. Now Clay will try a three off the rim, no good. The rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Kendall Withers will check in for Canton, and Keelan Ott will set down. Pressure by Canton. Carly Seaton with the basketball in the backcourt. Seaton dribbles into a double team to Jesslyn Knowles. Knowles tried to get it ahead to Woodlock, knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Emma Holtz. So Jesslyn Knowles on the far sideline to Seaton on the right wing, dribbles the right baseline, puts up the shot, got it. 4 points for Carly Seaton. 5-4, Canton with the lead in the basketball. As Clay dribbles to a double team. Now she between the two circles to Fisher, between the two circles. Dribbles inside the arc, kicks it back out to Holtz on the right wing. To Glasgow on the right side of the circle. Fisher in the right corner on the right to Holtz. So now Glasgow will try a 15-footer, missed it. Jesslyn Knowles off the rebound to Elise Perkins. Perkins across the timeline to the top of the key. Now Jesslyn Knowles will try a three, airballed it, and Whitlock saved it in bounds, but right to Nariah Clay. She gets it ahead to Fisher. As Fisher bounce pass underneath to Glasgow, puts it up and in. 2 points for Macy Glasgow. Carly Seaton to Whitlock on the right wing. As she tried to find Jenna Knowles, air mailed it to her, but the Perkins saved the ball from going out of bounds. tried to force it back inside to Carly Seaton, knocked out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball, out of bounds underneath their own basket. 2:36 left to play in the first quarter. Perkins underneath their own basket. Jenna Knowles in the right corner. Out to Seaton. Tried to get it back to Jenna Knowles. Stolen away by Holtz. Gets it ahead to Fisher. Fisher walked, got by with it, put it up, and got it anyway. 2 points for Macy Fisher. Carly Seaton gets it ahead to Jesslyn Knowles down the far sideline. Jesslyn to Seaton, puts up the shot, missed it. As Seaton came right down the paint, missed the shot, but drew the foul. As the foul's going to be on Kendall Withers. So Withers picks up the foul. That's her first. First one by Seaton is good. She has all five Putnam County points. As into the ball game will come Taylor Powell, and Jenna Knowles will check out. Also, Macy Glasgow checks out, and Macy Fisher checks back in for Cam. Next one by Seaton is no good. As the ball's loose, picked up by Seaton in the left corner to Powell at the free throw line. Perkins on the right wing, back to Seaton. Seaton would just throw up one up toward the basket, missed it, and Holtz over the rebound to Clay. As Clay has it between the two circles. Kenzie Holtz in the ball game right now. Macy Fisher gets it inside to Withers. Now Holtz for three. Bullseye. 7 points for Emma Holtz. 12-5. Putnam with the lead. Long pass down the right wing to Whitlock. Now Carly Seaton will try a three. Airballed it. And it goes out of bounds off the hands of Emma Holtz. So it'll be Jesslyn Knowles to inbound. Underneath her own basket, 1:34 left to play in the first quarter. Gets it dotted line to Whitlock, puts it up and in. So Emma Whitlock with two, and it's 12-7. Canton with the lead in the basketball. Here comes Macy Fisher to the right wing now. Takes it along the baseline. Running five-footer, got it. 4 points for Macy Fisher. Carly Seaton had the ball slapped away, picked up by Whitlock, put it off glass, no good. And Macy Fisher over the rebound, gets it ahead to Clay on the left wing. Clay stops, pops him, 15, got it. There's 2-4 in the right, Clay, and it's 16-7. It's Whitlock in the backcourt, looks for somebody to throw it to, finds Perkins, and Perkins brings it to the left wing beyond the arc, bounce pass, Jesslyn Knowles in the left corner. Whitlock down the right lane. Kicks it out to Perkins for three. In and out. No good. Nariah Clay with a rebound. Gets it ahead to Fisher. Fisher with the left hand. Got it. 6 points for Macy Fisher. 18-7. Canton with the lead. Jesslyn Knowles to Whitlock. Gets it over to Powell. Bad pass by Clay. Clay gets it down the floor to Fisher. Puts it off glass and got it. 8 points for Macy Fisher. Carly Seaton gets it. Julie Perkins tried to get it. Jesslyn Knowles stolen away by Withers underneath the Fisher from the right side this time. Puts it up and in. She has 10. Half court pass to Whitlock. Whitlock will just hold the ball, and that's it. The first quarter with the score. Canton 22. Putnam County 7. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, smartaboutmoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
Smartaboutmoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
Welcome back, everybody, to La Plata High School, La Plata Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis, As we start the second quarter, first round girls game, it's Canton leading Putnam County 22-7, and Putnam County will have the basketball. Jesselyn Knowles will inbound on the far sideline. Knowles gets it in to Perkins, as Perkins will walk it across the timeline, picked up by Nariah Clay. Hands it to Elise Perkins. Bounce pass back. Jesselyn Knowles tried to get it inside to Dickerson, and Knowles airmailed it out of bounds. So it'll be Canton basketball. A little pressure by Putnam County. Nariah Clay. Bounce pass to Emma Holtz across the timeline to Glasgow. Now they give it back to Clay. Glasgow 15-footer, got it. 4 points for Glasgow as Brenna Brewer now in the ball game. Putnam County's Powell with the basketball gets it over on the left wing to Dickerson. Elise Perkins for three, bullseye. Makes it 24-10. Canton with the lead in the basketball. Again, pressure by Putnam County. Brewer back to Clay. Cross the timeline to Emma Holtz. Now Kenzie Holtz. As Kenzie had Glasgow on a right block, tried to get it to her. She was being guarded, and Kenzie Holtz throws it out of bounds. So now Jesselyn Knowles checks out. And Taylor Powell comes back in. Pressure by Canton. Elise Perkins with the basketball on the far sideline. Perkins takes it right to the hoop, off glass, no good. Rebound Dickerson, no good. And Clay off the rebound. Clay will bring it across the timeline, just in the left corner. Emma Holtz for three, bullseye! 10 points, Emma Holtz. 27-10, Canton with the lead. As Carly Seaton gets a pass at the timeline, takes it right to Nariah Clay, puts it up and in. 7 points for Carly Seaton. 27-12 as Clay gets it ahead to Glasgow. Had it knocked away by Dickerson. Dickerson comes up with it. Gives the ball out to Carly Seaton. Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Clay. Picks up a dribble. Gets it to Perkins on the deep right wing. Perkins kicks it over to Jenna Knowles on the left wing. As Jenna gives it back to Carly Seaton, top of the key. Now Perkins tried to get it inside to Dickerson and knocked out of bounds by Holtz. So it'll be Putnam basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Brooke Brewer will check in, and also Allie Ruffcorn checks in for Canton. They get the ball in, dotted line to Whitlock, put up his shot, airballed it, goes out of bounds. It'll be Canton basketball. 5:50 left to play in the first half. 27-12, Canton with the lead. Clay gets it to Holtz. Still in the backcourt, across the rough court on the right wing. In the right corner, shot three-pointer put up, airballed it. That was Brooke Brewer. And out with it comes Putnam County. Jesselyn Knowles to Elise Perkins, wide open three, in and out, no good. Rebound, put back up, and got it. That, again, was Carly Seaton. She has 9. 27-12, Canton with the lead. Pressure by Putnam County. Brewer looks for somebody, gives it right back to Clay, across the timeline, Emma Holt. Now Ruffcorn on the left baseline, top of the key to Clay. Brewer will try another three, no good off the right wing. And Adeline Dickerson comes off the rebound to Elise Perkins. Back to Jesselyn Knowles. Dribbled off her foot. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Canton basketball. So Ruffcorn will inbound on the far sideline. There's Ruffcorn. Tell her to tuck her shirt tail in. That's what she did. So Clay gets it ahead to Emma Holtz, top of the key to Clay. Holtz in the left corner, had the ball slapped out of her hand and out of bounds by Jesselyn Knowles. So Emma Holtz will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it on the baseline, Nariah Clay. Back to Holtz, they swing it over to Brewer. And now a pass, they tried to get to Glasgow, stolen away by Jenna Knowles, puts it up, got it. 2 points for Jenna Knowles, 27-16. Canton with the lead. They get it across the timeline to Glasgow. Bounce pass to Clay on the left wing. Now Glasgow, 14-footer, got it. 6 points for Macy Glasgow. In the backcourt, Jesslyn Knowles. To Elise Perkins, back to Knowles. Kicks it to Whitlock off the baseline. Throws up a 10-foot air ball. And Clay all comes away with it. Clay gets it ahead to Ruffcorn, and Ruffcorn off her hands and out of bounds. So now Macy Feaster will check back in. Keelan Ott will check back in. And Elise Perkins will inbound on the far sideline. Jesslyn Knowles back to Perkins on the right wing. Knowles on the right baseline. 10-footer on the way. Got it. First two for Jesslyn Knowles. 29-18. Here comes Macy Feaster, the right wing, inside to Glasgow. Glasgow with the left hand. Got it. 8 points for Macy Glasgow. 1-2-2 trap by Canton. Jenna Knowles gets it over to Jesslyn. Now Dickerson on the left wing beyond the arc. Kicks it over to Jenna Knowles. Elise Perkins for three. No good. And Macy Feaster off the rebound. Feaster in a hurry. Now she waits for some help. Gets it to Ott, top of the key. Clay on the left wing. Ruffcorn in the left corner. Back to Clay on the left wing to Ruffcorn. She'll try a three. High arcing shot. No good. Glasgow with the rebound to Ruffcorn. Now they swing it to the right wing to Macy Glasgow. Ott in the right corner. On the right wing, Fisher. Noah Clay will try a three. No good. Top of the key. Jesslyn Knowles off the rebound, a whistle, and a foul. That's a foul. I think it's going to be on Allie Ruffcorn. Yes, it will. So Allie Ruffcorn picks up the foul. As Powell will check in, Elise Perkins will set down. Dickerson sets down. Maybe Powell came in for Dickerson. Whitlock back in the ballgame for Putnam County. So Carly Seaton makes a bad pass all the way by Ott in the right corner. Ott gives it back out to Fisher, top of the key. Clay to Glasgow. Now Clay for another three. Bullseye. 5 points. Noah Clay. It's Carly Seaton. Took it down the sideline. A foul's going to be on Allie Ruffcorn. That's two quick ones on Ruffcorn. 2:33 left to play in the first half. 34-18. Canton with the lead. Carly Seaton gets the ball. Jesslyn Knowles, top of the key. Now Jenna will try a three. No good. And Ott comes off with the rebound. Ott tried to dribble around. Jenna Knowles switched from right hand to left hand and dribbled it out of bounds. So a turnover at Canton. Jesslyn Knowles with the basketball gets it to Seaton. Jesslyn Knowles and now Seaton. The bounce pass got by Jesslyn Knowles and out of bounds. So another turnover. As Dave, for some reason, Mark McVay's trying to call me and not knowing I'm on air, I guess. Have a timeout on the floor. Canton 34, Putnam County 18, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 3 above. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 23. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 11. Dry and turning much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 16.
2:13 left to play in the first half. This first-round girls game, Canton leading Putnam County 34-18. Canton will have the basketball. As Allie Ruffcorn on the far sideline will inbound. Noriah Clay gets it to Macy Feaster. Back to Clay. Clay across the timeline to Glasgow between the two circles. Clay on the left wing and the left baseline. Ruffcorn inside to Glasgow. Glasgow kicks it back out to Ruffcorn on the left wing. She gets the hands of Clay at the high post. Glasgow back to Clay at top of the key. Feaster has it on the right wing to Ott in the right corner. Dribbles to the right wing. Finds Feaster between the two circles. As now Clay tried to get it to Ruffcorn, and she drove the baseline right through her hands and out of bounds. So Putnam County gets it back, and it's stolen away by Carly Seaton. By Fisher, puts it up and in. 12 points for Macy Fisher. In the backcourt, Jesselyn Knowles gets it head to Jenna Knowles. Down to Powell. Powell on the left lane. Jesselyn, three on the way in and out, and it just dripped off the front edge. And Clay off the rebound. Mariah Clay and a double team, a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Jesselyn Knowles, and that's her second. So two fouls on Jesselyn Knowles. As Elise Perkins and Adeline Dickerson check in, Whitlock and Jesselyn Knowles both check out for Putnam County. So Clay will inbound to Fisher. As Fisher bounce past to Ott on the right wing. Kendall Withers back in the ballgame for Canton. They skip it over to the left wing, Nariah Clay. Now Withers has a whistle and a foul. They headed inside to Kendall Withers. She looked for Ott back in the corner. And the foul's going to be on Carly Seaton, and that's her first. As Emma Holtz will check in, Nariah Clay will set down. 106 left to play in the first half. Emma Holt underneath her own basket to inbound. Gets it to Ott in the right corner. Now Fisher on the right wing, back to Ott. Ott got off on the right baseline. Gets it back to Fisher. Fisher gives it over to Withers on the left wing inside the arc. To Fisher between the two circles. Now Ott on the right wing. Holtz in the right corner. Back to Ott. Fisher. Glasgow kicks it back out. Holtz for three. In and out. No good. And the rebound comes off to Adeline Dickerson. To Elise Perkins. Gets it ahead to Carly Seaton. Seaton ahead to Powell on the right side of the circle. Elise Perkins. Now Seaton will take it right at Glasgow. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And the rebound comes off to Canton. Keelan Ott with the rebound gets it ahead to Macy Fisher. Down on the right baseline, it goes to Glasgow, gets it underneath the Withers, missed a wide open bunny. And the outlet pass from Powell, stolen away by Emma Holtz. Back to Fisher. Fisher to Glasgow. Her 15-footer on the way, no good. Kendall Withers had the rebound. It goes out of bounds off her hands. And that's the end of the first half. With the score, Canton 36, Putnam County 18. Back in 2 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Missouri Net Sports, I'm Bill Pollack. The Chiefs heading to the Super Bowl for the third time in the last 4 years. A 23-20 win over the Bengals in the AFC Championship game. Marquez Valdez-Scantling had a huge day for the Chiefs. Six catches, 116 yards, a 19-yard touchdown catch that put the Chiefs up 20-13 late in the third quarter.
Yes, actually, I was like the last read on that play. I think they doubled Trav. He was the first read. And once I seen that, you know, safety trigger on Trav and the corner was outside leverage, I was just like, yo, Pat, throw me the ball. You know, I threw my hand up and, you know, he's always, you know, finding a way to get people the ball. You know, he has eyes all over his head and he made it happen.
MVS stepped up when they needed him. KC went from a full roster of wide receivers to losing Juju Smith-Schuster, Kadarius Toney, and Mecole Hardman in that game. It was he, Sky Moore, and Marcus Kemp filling in.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little chaotic. We got a bunch of good guys, man, from top to bottom. And I think, you know, that was able to showcase today. You know, obviously, you never want to see, you know, three guys go down from the same position. Big to see those guys, you know, prepare all week, all year, you know, because you never know where your number is going to be called. And lo and behold, you know, I got called tonight.
Man, so you had those receivers that got hurt. Willie Gay got banged up on defense. Legarius Sneed, of course, we knew about Travis Kelce's back and Patrick Mahomes' ankle. I joked during the game that if the Chiefs did advance to the Super Bowl, their entire roster would be questionable. But they will get ready now for the Philadelphia Eagles, and they've got a couple of weeks to get healed up and ready. The Mizzou Tigers knocked off number 12 Iowa State, a 78-61 win. It was impressive. Kobe Brown stepped up big, 20 points, 12 rebounds. They'll play LSU on Wednesday. The Mizzou women lost their sixth straight. They lost to Kentucky 77-54. And the Blues lost four in a row. 4-2 at Colorado on Saturday. They try to turn that around tonight at Winnipeg. Bill Pollack, Missouri Net.
Welcome back, everybody, to La Plata High School. La Plata Tournament. First night of the La Plata Tournament. We're at halftime of the first game of the tournament. And it's Canton leading Putnam County 36-18 at halftime. Taking a look at the scoring for Canton. Keelan Ott with 1 point, Nariah Clay with five, Emma Holtz with 10, Macy Glasgow with eight, and Macy Fisher with 12. For Putnam County, Elise Perkins with 3 points, Jenna Knowles with two, Carly Seaton with nine, Emma Whitlock with two, and Justin Knowles with two. Canton led 22-7 after one quarter. Canton outscored Putnam 14-11 in the second quarter. And the Lady Tigers lead here at halftime, 36-18. Back with more in 2 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
Start the new year off right with lag-free gaming, uninterrupted connectivity, and increased online security. Start the new year off right with Nemer's Fiber to the Home Internet. You'll love Nemer's Fiber to the Home difference. Our speeds are fast. Our internet and telephone services are reliable. And most importantly, Nemer is local. Fiber to the Home is the best internet available, and Nemer's providing it. Learn more at www.nemer.net. Nemer wishes you a happy, healthy, and connected new year.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. NetTeller, their online banking solution, allows for easy account access and effortless bill payment. NetTeller is a secure and convenient way to manage your finances. Stop in and see them at Unionville or Milan, and they'll be happy to get you started with internet banking. Member FDIC. You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at unionvillerepublicanonline.com.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 3 above. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 23. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 11. Dry and turning much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 16.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Plata High School Little Plata Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball on your sports leader from Northeastern Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. Again, we're at halftime of this first round girls game, and Canton leading Putnam County 36-18. Coming up next is the boys' first round game, a 4-5 matchup. Canton, the number 4 seed, taking on Putnam County, the number 5 seed. Then at 7:30, it's a girls' first-round game. Number 2, North Shelby, taking on number 7, Scotland County. So two more games after this one tonight from the Little Plata Tournament. Then coming up tomorrow night, we'll have two games for you. At 6 o'clock, boys, Scotland County will play Scotland County. 7:30, girls, Scotland County will play Green City. Andy will be here to bring those two to you. Then Wednesday, just kind of guessing this off, 4:30 girls game, Scotland County will play Putnam County. And on the boys' side, if Putnam County defeats Canton, they'll play at 6 o'clock. If they lose, they'll play at 9 o'clock. That's about as far as I can go with my crystal ball, and we'll play the tournament. Coming into this tournament, on the girls' bracket, Scotland County, the number 1 seed, number 2, North Shelby, number 3, Canton, number 4, seed, Atlanta, number 5, La Plata, number 6, Putnam County, number 7, Scotland County, and number 8, Green City. On the boys' side, number 1, Green City, number 2, Scotland County, number 3, Atlanta, number 4, Canton, number 5, Putnam County, number 6, North Shelby, number 7, Scotland County, and the number 8 seed, Little Plata boys. So, and we're going to be here all week long. I could look at the bracket and foresee that. So we'll have Little Plata tournament basketball for you all week long from Little Plata High School. As they're just a little bit different, the two Constellations games will be played on Friday at 5 and 6:30. Then on Saturday, they'll play the two third-place games and the two championship games. Third-place game starts at 2 o'clock for the girls' third-place game, and at 3:30, the boys' third-place game. 5 o'clock, the girls' championship game, and 6:30, the boys' championship game. So a little different scenario from what we are used to, as Highland's got one way of doing things. North Shelby had another way of doing things. La Plata, a little different. So everybody, if you're hosting the tournament, you can do it any way you want to do it, is what it amounts to. 36-18, Canton with the lead. I'll be back with the third quarter in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
In Missouri, littering is a misdemeanor. Anyone convicted of littering could be fined up to $2,000 and be imprisoned in the county jail for up to 1 year. Report dump sites and littering violations to law enforcement. Encourage others to pick up their trash when fishing and using outdoor facilities. Also, secure empty cans and all trash that is placed in the bed of your truck. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
36-18. Canton with the lead as we get set to start the second half of this girls' first-round game. Both teams around their respective coaches, Danielle Baker for the Canton ladies and Keith Smith for the Putnam County ladies. As the starters will come back on the floor for Canton, and the starters are back on the floor for Putnam County. It's going to be Canton's basketball to start the third quarter. So Macy Fisher will inbound, gets it to Mariah Clay. Clay across the timeline to Hott on the left wing. Bad pass, stolen away by Seaton. Carly Seaton to the right block, puts up the shot, rolls around, no good. Mariah Clay off the rebound, and she is tied up by Jenna Knowles, alternating possession, back to Putnam County. So Elise Perkins will inbound underneath her own basket. As Perkins looks for somebody, gets it to Dickerson in the left corner. Jesslyn Knowles tried to get it inside to Dickerson. Saved inbounds by Jenna Knowles. And picked up by Ott. Ott in the double team. Bounce pass to Ryan Clay. Clay gets it down to wide open. Glasgow lays it up and in. Macy Glasgow has 10 points. Carly Seaton still in the backcourt across the timeline to Perkins. Perkins on the left wing. Lob pass to Jesslyn Knowles inside to Jenna, right side of the circle. Bounce pass back to Jesslyn. Cut off on the baseline, trying to get it inside. Dickerson, stolen away by Clay. Ahead it goes to Fisher. Off glass, got it. 14 for Macy Fisher. 40-18. Canton with a lead and pressure by Canton. As Carly Seaton dribbles right into a double team, she's tied up. Alternating possession goes back to Canton. Now Keith Smith wants a timeout. 6:56 left to play in the third quarter. Canton 40, Putnam County 18. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Everyone is talking about healthcare these days. America spends twice that of other developed countries on our healthcare system, yet our health ranks near the bottom. How can we stop spending so much and getting so little? Shifting to a system based on primary care can help fix the problem. Patients with a primary care doctor live longer, healthier lives and are less likely to suffer from cancer, heart disease, or stroke. Primary care that is comprehensive and coordinated also saves money. Patients who have a primary care doctor spend 30% less on healthcare than patients who don't. States with a high number of primary care doctors have lower healthcare costs and higher quality care. Primary care can help make America healthy again. To learn more about the benefits of primary care, visit www.healthisprimary.org. This message is brought to you by America's Family Physicians.
6:56 left to play in the third quarter, first-round girls game. And Canton come out with a little run. They lead it 40-18 as Putnam County will have the basketball. No, Canton's going to have it out of bounds on the near sideline as Keelan Ott will inbound, gets it to Nariah Clay. A high post to Glasgow. Fisher dribbles in toward the basket. The whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Jesslyn Knowles, and that's her third. So three fouls on Jesslyn. As Holtz will inbound to Fisher in the right corner and goes to Clay. Now Holtz in the right corner. Clay on the right wing, top of the key to Fisher. Gets it back to Holtz in the right corner. Clay to Fisher on the left side of the circle beyond the arc. Clay between the two circles. Glasgow at the free throw line. Clay gets it to Fisher. Try to force it inside to Glasgow and knocked away and taken away by Jesslyn Knowles to Carly Seaton. And Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Try to give it to Knowles. And bad pass. Stolen away by Fisher to Ott. Puts it up and in. 3 points for Keelan Ott. 2-on-1 fast break. Fisher as Carly Seaton gets it to Elise Perkins. Perkins gets it back to Jesslyn Knowles, knocked away. Jesslyn has it. Now it's stolen away by Ott. Gets it ahead to Glasgow. Puts it off. Glass got it. 12 points for Glasgow. 44-18. Canton with the lead. Elise Perkins. One dribble. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it over to Jesslyn Knowles. Knowles tried to get inside to Adeline Dickerson. Stolen away by Holtz. Fisher, now Glasgow, off glass, got it. 16 for Mason Glasgow has 14. Bad pass inside. They get it ahead to Macy Fisher, puts up the shot, goes down, it counts, and she's fouled. Let's see who the foul's going to be on. Be on Carly Seaton, that's her second. So two fouls on Carly Seaton, and now Keith Smith wants another timeout. 5:26 left to play in the third quarter. It's Canton 48, Putnam County 18. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
In many countries around the world, medical care is scarce. From birth defects to serious injuries and illnesses, countless millions have no access to safe surgery. Mercy Ships is there to help. With a team of volunteer professionals, nurses, surgeons, utilizing state-of-the-art hospital ships, Mercy Ships provides free surgeries for the thousands of those who are waiting for surgery at each port.
Mercy Ships is bringing services to countries that would otherwise never be able to access those services.
We just see people that need help. You realize that they have no way of getting help, and I want them to know that they're loved.
Help make a lasting impact and turn someone's fear to joy. Find out how you can help by visiting our website at mercyships.org for more information. That's mercyships.org.
And welcome back, everybody, to La Plata Tournament. There's Canton with the lead, 48-18. And Putnam County will have the basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Madison McMillan. No, it's a Macy Fisher goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play. She has 14, which I think she has 16. Shot is up. Got it. Macy Fisher, I've got her for 14. Look at the scoreboard. Yep, should be 17. She's 17 for Macy Fisher. Now another bad pass. Picked up by McMillan. Gives it to Perkins. Full court pressure by Canton. And now a 10-second call against Putnam County. And Canton will get it back. 5:11 left to play in the third quarter. 49-18. Canton with the lead. As Kendall Withers will check in, Macy Fisher will set down. So Ott will inbound underneath their own basket. Glasgow for three. Out of the right corner. Left it short. And Whitlock off the rebound. Gives it to Jenna Knowles. Jenna raced across the timeline and dribbled it off her foot. Stolen away by Ott. That's Ott in the backcourt, guarded by Jenna Knowles. Brings it to the right wing. Takes it right to the hoop. A little running five-footer. Got it. 5 points for Keelan Ott. 51-18 is Jenna Knowles. Gets across the timeline to Perkins. Bounce pass inside to Dickerson. Now McMillan for three. No good. And Ott off of the rebound. Ott. Guarded by Jenna Knowles. Still with the dribble down the far sideline. Pulls up on the right wing. Gives it back to Clay. Between the two circles now. Ott through three. Bullseye. 8 points for Keelan Ott. 54-18. Can't move the lead. Jenna Knowles. They'll lose Perkins. Perkins takes it down the baseline, throws up a little five-footer, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. As Carly Seaton will check back in, Elise Perkins will set down. So Carly Seaton will inbound underneath her own basket. Seaton looks for somebody, gets it to Dickerson, put up the shot, missed it, got her own rebound back. Then she's tied up by Withers. Alternating possession stays with Putnam County. So Carly Seaton again will inbound. Looks for somebody. Gets it out to Whitlock on the left wing. Now three-pointer by Jenna Knowles. No good. And Whitlock comes off the rebound. Ten-footer, no good. Rebound Dickerson. Her put back, no good, but a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Emma Holtz. So Emma Holtz picks up the foul. That's her first. And Adeline Dickerson at the line looking for her first point. She'll shoot a pair. Eyes it, fires it, and banks it home. So 1 point for Adeline Dickerson. Makes it 54-19. One looking for two. Eyes it, fires it, got it. Off the heel of the rim, no good. Withers comes off the rebound, gets it to Clay. Mariah Clay will bring it across the timeline. As Clay to Ott on the left wing. Now Ott between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Putnam County. Bounce pass to Clay on the left wing. Clay gives it to Holtz on the left wing and now gives it back to Ott in the right corner. Three-pointer by Nariah Clay. Skips across the rim. No good. Adeline Dickerson off the rebound. To Carly Seaton. Ahead it comes to Jenna Knowles. Jenna stops. And throws a fastball. Adeline Dickerson off her hands and out of bounds. As Kinsey Holtz will check in, AC Glasgow checks out. As Dickerson may have got off her hands and then maybe off her nose. She comes out. Ott gets it ahead to Withers, to Nariah Clay on the deep left wing. To Ott between the two circles. Holtz into Kinsey Holtz. On the left block. Now Emma Holtz for three. Bullseye. 13 points for Emma Holtz. 2:50 left to play in the third quarter. 57-19. Cantner the lead as Carly Seaton to Jenna Knowles for three. Bullseye. 5 points for Jenna Knowles. 60-19. Ms. Ott takes a right to the hoop, gives it to Kinsey Holtz, puts it up and in. 2 points for Kinsey Holtz. 62-19. Here comes Putnam County. Can't move the lead. Carly Seaton lost the ball. Clay gets it ahead to Ott. Ott with a left hand, puts it up and got it. 10 points for Keelan Ott. 64-19. Can't move the lead. Putnam County with the basketball. As Seaton brings it across the timeline. Seaton tried to get it inside to Whitlock. Battled away. Now a jump ball. And alternating possession. Now they keep changing the score for on Canton. Was 64. Now they got down to 61. So the official asked what's going on. Canton's not complaining at all. So 61-22 is what the school board says. Canton with the basketball, pressure by Putnam County. Rough corn. Gets it across the timeline. Emma Holtz tried to get it to Kinsey, and off Kinsey's hands and out of bounds. 1:52 left to play in the third quarter. Elise Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Perkins bounce fast. Jessalyn Knowles on the right wing inside to Whitlock. Turns, puts up the shot. No good. Ruff going off with the rebound. To Keelan Ott. Ott across the timeline. Ruff Corn on the right wing. Ruff Corn tried to force it inside to Withers and stolen away by Putnam County. So Elise Perkins with the basketball. Guarded by Ruff Corn. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it. Jessalyn Knowles in the center circle. Jessalyn puts it on the floor, dribbles to the right wing in the right corner in a triple team. Now Powell puts up the shot from 15, no good. Withers off the rebound. Dickenzie Holt gives it to Ott. Ott stops, pops, and rejected by Jessalyn Knowles. And Jessalyn comes away with it to Perkins. Now McMillan to Perkins between the two circles. McMillan on the left wing beyond the arc. McMillan with a couple of dribbles. Backdoor play goes to Jessalyn Knowles, puts it off glass and got it. 4 points for Jessalyn Knowles. So Ott, out of a double team, gets across the timeline to Kenzie Holt. To Ruff Corn, cut off on the right baseline. Kenzie Holt to Ruff, to Ott, to Emma Holt. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Jessalyn Knowles, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on Jessalyn Knowles, 32 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Ott at the top of the key. Bounce past Ruff Corn on the right wing. As Ruff Corn out of a double team gets it inside Kenzie Holes to Withers on the right side of the circle. Emma Holes to Ott. Back to Emma Holes, top of the key to Ott on the left wing. Ott dribbles around the top of the key. Ruff Corn in the right corner inside to Withers. Had the ball punched away by Elise Perkins. To Jessalyn Knowles, gets it ahead to Whitlock, puts it up, got it. At the buzzer, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score, Canton 61, Putnam County 26. Back in a moment, this is KMM Sports.
1 million people, that's how many people go blind each year. Even more staggering, every 60 seconds a child goes blind. Yet 80% of these cases could have been prevented or treated. The only thing they lack is access to proper eye care. All it takes is about $100 to restore someone's sight and transform their life forever. For more information on SEE International or to donate, visit our website at seeinternational.org.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 3 above. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 23. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows around 11. Dry and turning much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 14.
8 minutes left to play in this girls' first round. Canton leading Putnam County 61-26. Putnam County will have the basketball. As Madison McMillan will inbound on the far sideline. McMillan gets it in to Jessalyn Knowles. As Knowles bounce past him, McMillan gets it in the left corner to Perkins. Perkins in a double team, bounce past to Knowles. Try to get it over to McMillan. Stolen away by Kenzie Holtz. Now Ott has it between the two circles. Gives it to Emma Holes on the left wing. Back to Ott between the two circles. Emma Holes to Withers on the right side of the circle. Now Ruff going high, arching shot for three. Airballed it. And the rebound comes off to Jessalyn Knowles, knocked out of her hands. So they say Putnam County will have the basketball. Brenna Brewer will check in. Emma Holes will sit down. So Jessalyn Knowles to Elise Perkins. Bounce past them. Knowles back to Perkins inside to Whitlock, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Kendall Withers comes away with it to Ruff Corn, gets it over to Ott. As Keelan Ott will bring it across the timeline. Brenner Brewer for three on the way, in and out, no good. Rebound saved inbounds by Ott to Ruff Corn. Ruff Corn from the right wing gets it to Withers. She'll try three, no good. And Powell off the rebound. Steps through a double team. Gets it to Jessalyn Knowles. Out to Elise Perkins. Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Perkins in a double team, bounce pass, Jessler Knowles between the two circles to Powell at the free throw line. Perkins a deep three, airballed it. It'll be Kent basketball. Carly Seaton will check back in. And McMillan will check out. So a little pressure again by Putnam County. Ott to Brewer, back to Ott. Ott across the timeline. Roughcorn back to Brewer on the left wing. Now Roughcorn on the left wing. Pass slapped away by Carly Seaton. Takes it to the hoop. Missed the bunny. And off of the rebound, Keelan Ott. As Ott will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Roughcorn on the left wing. Back, bounce pass back to Ott. Ott back to Roughcorn. Underneath to Kenzie Hulse. Dribble it off her foot. Picked up by Powell. A whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Allie Roughcorn. That's her third. Brooke Brewer will check in the ball game, and Roughcorn will check out. 5:20 and counting left to play in the ball game. 61-26. Canton with the lead, Putnam with the basketball. Carly Seaton gives it to Jessalyn Knowles out between the two circles. And had the ball dribbled right out of her hand by Ott. And then she's tied up by Jessalyn Knowles. Alternating possession stays with Canton. So Kenzie Holtz will inbound to Ott. Ott will bring it across the timeline. Ott has it between the two circles. Gives it to Brewer on the left wing. As Brewer tried to get it back to Ott, and Ott had to fight for it, got it back. Now Ott to the free throw line. Kenzie Holtz on the right side of the circle and a whistle and a foul. As we'll see, the foul's going to be on, and that's all for Jessalyn Knowles. She just fouled out of the ball game. So Jenna Knowles will check back in. There's only three subs on the bench. Putnam County has a JV game tonight, I think. Brewer will inbound to Ott in the right corner. Now Brewer will try a three. Bullseye! Brenna Brewer with 3 points. 64-26. Canton with the lead. Perkins has it on the left wing. Now Carly Seaton will try a three, airballed it. Picked up by Jenna Knowles, puts it up, no good. Powell with the rebound, her put back, no good. And Kenzie Holtz off the rebound, gets it to Ott. Ott will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Brewer again, another three, no good. And the rebound tipped around, out with it comes Jenna Knowles. Down the far sideline, and she lost it to Ott. Ott lost it right back to Whitlock to Jenna Knowles. As Jenna Knowles will bring it across the timeline, out of the double team to Perkins. In the right corner, Carly Seaton for three. No good. Ott with will be in a foot race with Elise Perkins. Takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, blocked by Perkins. So it'll be Canton basketball, out of bounds, underneath their own basket. As Whitlock checks out, Elise Perkins will check out. McMillan and Dickerson both check back in. Kenzie Holtz checks out. And now we have a timeout on the floor. 2:56 left to play in the ball game. Canton 64, Putnam County 26. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
I missed a mortgage payment, but now I'm turning things around. With Sam, I can.
Sam is Smart About Money, a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money at samican.org.
Business has fallen off at work, but I'm getting prepared for whatever the future holds. With Sam, I can.
Get empowered. Reach your financial goals. Visit samican.org.
2:56 left to play in the ball game. Canton 64, Putnam County Girls 26, and Canton will have the basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket as Brenna Brewer will inbound. Brenna Brewer looks for somebody, gets it to Ott in the right corner, dribbles to the right wing. Brenna Brewer between the two circles back to Ott on the right wing. Now Ott with the basketball as Hannah Taylor in the ball game. Brenna Brewer will try another three, no good. And Rugbrewer. Chase the rebound into the right corner. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jenna Knowles. So it'll be, as the basketball went clear out of the gymnasium, so did the official. Now he's back. As Keelan Ott on the far sideline will inbound to Brenna Brewer. Now Brooke Brewer has it on the left side of the circle to Brenna. Back to Ott on the right wing. Dribbles out between the two circles. To the right wing, beyond the arc, picks up the dribble, gets it over to Brenna Brewer on the left side of the circle. Ott will try another three, bullseye. 13 points for Keelan Ott. 67-26, under 2 minutes playing the ball game. Carly Seaton gets it down to Dickerson, off glass, missed it, got her own rebound, put it back up, missed it again, got her own rebound, then she's tied up by Keelan Ott. And alternating possession stays with Putnam County. Jenna Knowles underneath her own basket to inbound. Gets it to Dickerson in the left corner. McMillan on the left wing. Seaton has it top of the key. Now the right side of the circle. Seaton inside. Taylor Powell. Powell tried to get it back to Carly Seaton. Is taken away by Taylor. Get it ahead to Ott. Ott saved it inbound. Now Brenna Brewer for another three. Airballed it. But Brooke Brewer saves it and gets it out to Taylor on the right wing. To Ott inside to Brenna Brewer. Now shots put up by, and I'll find another shots put up, this one by Ott. Pinballed in and out, no good. So Dickerson with the rebound to McMillan. McMillan across the timeline to Carly Seaton. Cut off on the left baseline. Takes it in among the trees, lace it up, and got it. Carly Seaton with 11 points. 69-26. Ott will give the ball to Brooke Brewer in the right corner. She'll take it to the house, lace up the shot, no good. Whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on number 10 would be Adelaide Dickerson. That's her second. So two fouls on Dickerson is Brooke Brewer at the line. First shot up, got it. First point for Brooke. Down to 8 seconds, six. Now they change as Brewer's going to get her second free throw. Shot up, got it. As Brooke Brewer hits both of them, and that's into the ball game. With the final score, Canton 69, Putnam County 28. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Did you know that people born from 1945 to 1965 have the highest rates of hepatitis C, but most don't know they're infected? People can live for decades without symptoms, but over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage and even liver cancer. If you were born from 1945 to 1965, the CDC recommends that you get a blood test for hepatitis C. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
For those of us that own firearms, it's important to maintain and stay proficient in the use of those firearms. To do so requires lots of practice on the range. Whether it's a public range or private property, safety is the utmost importance. Always keep the firearm pointed in a safe direction and keep the muzzle pointed downrange. Never shoot at anything that is not the intended target, especially at a range that is open to the general public. Be certain there is a proper backstop behind your target, such as a dirt berm, pond dam, or ditch. This will ensure the bullets don't stray or ricochet. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who are making a difference, who get out there and take action, who prove every day that they are so much more than a color. Here's to the people who are more than pink. Act, donate, get involved at Komen.org/morethanpink.
Welcome back, everybody. We'll play the tournament. It's the final. The Canton ladies win their 14th game of the year by defeating Putnam County 69-28. Taking a look at the scoring first for Canton. Keelan Ott with 13 points. Nariah Clay with 5. Brenna Brewer with 3. Emma Holtz with 13. Brooke Brewer with 2. Kendra Holtz with 2. Macy Glasgow with 14. And Macy Fisher with 17. For Putnam County, Elise Perkins with 3 points. Jenna Knowles with 5. Adeline Dickerson with 1. Carly Seaton with 11. Emma Whitlock with 4. And Jocelyn Knowles with 4. Canton led 22-7 after one quarter. Canton outscored Putnam 14-11 in the second quarter to lead 36-18 at the half. In the third quarter, Canton outscored Putnam County 25-8. Canton led 61-26 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Canton outscoring Putnam 8-2. Canton ladies won it 69-28. Canton improved to 14-6. Putnam County girls even their record at 10-10. Coming up, it's a boys' first-round game, Putnam County in Canton. And I'll have that one, Dave, in about 6 minutes. This is KMN Sports.
Thank you, Donnie. And tonight's game has been brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors, and they include Mayberry Farms and Accessories north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, and Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper.